speak along the line of godly fear. Fear of God is, as Proverbs 9 speaks about, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9 and 10. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And also in Job, we find in, I believe it's the 28th chapter of Job, where it speaks about to man, he says, 28, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. You know, we need to fear and reverence before God. We need to be, godly fear. It's not a slavish fear, but it is a reverent fear. It is reverence and respect and honor, because there is a God. You know, I've believed most of my, a good part of my, well, all my life, I would say, from childhood, that there is a true and living God. I believe it. And the older I get, the more evidence I see that He is real and He exists. There is a God that created the world. He created the heavens, and He created the sun and the moon and the stars and all the animals and creatures. Whenever I eat a banana, I think, God made that banana. When I eat an apple, I think, God made that. He planned it. He designed it. It didn't just happen to be, dear ones. This world and all, everything that's in it, it didn't just happen to be. It was created by a great and a wonderful God that we need to reverence and respect and honor. Oh, He's real, and yet He's so good. He's so gracious. He's so helpful. He's so kind. He's so loving. He's so patient and gentle. He is a wonderful God to serve, and yet He is so great. You think about the sun. Oh, I like to look at the sun. I don't look at it too much because it's so bright. But I like to think about how He created that sun. And they say, the scientists, I don't know how they figure all these things, but it don't matter that much anyway. But they say it's 93 million miles away, the sun is. And it's shining just like, if it would be too close, it'd burn us up. If it would back off too far, it would freeze to death. It's just at the right place. So God Almighty, He's a God that we need to fear. Psalms 89 has a scripture. I'm just going to read. That's my thought tonight. And I'm just going to use these scriptures that the Lord's brought to our mind. It says here in Psalms 89 and 5 and 6 and 7. It says, and the heavens shall praise thy wonders. Something come out of my pocket. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? As you notice those words, Lord, in the Old Testament, and when it's in capital letters, Lord, that means the Almighty God, Jehovah, the eternal, invisible, eternal one, the one, the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah. That's who that's talking about. The Creator, the Giver of life. Who in the heavens is likened to be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of men of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be held in reverence of all them that are about Him. We need to recognize, we need to fear and tremble before God. Oh, may the Lord help us. Another scripture I want to notice is in Psalms, the second Psalm. I really love this second Psalm. It's a prophecy of Jesus. But it's also God was the one who sent Jesus, and He's inspiring through His Holy Spirit these writers back here. David wrote this psalm, and it is a prophecy of Jesus. I just want to notice that after he says, let's just notice, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? That's quoted in Acts 4 when they were in prayer before the Almighty God. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. That was Jesus saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. People, all they're doing against his work, he just laughs at them because he's the Almighty God. They can't do anything. They might try, but they're not going to get anywhere because God Almighty, you can't trifle with him. You can't fight with him. You're going to have to submit to him. And if you don't now, you will later on. It'll be too late. And it says here, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have men derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex him in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. No matter what man does, no matter what the nations rage and roar about, he still set Christ upon his holy hill of Zion. He still brought him up from the dead and set him in the heavenly places. I tell you, dear ones, we serve a mighty God. There's no use fighting against God. We need to submit ourselves to him and yield to him and worship him and obey him because he is the Almighty God. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Now this is the Son, prophecy of the Son of God speaking. I will declare the decree. The Lord, that's the Lord God Almighty, you notice. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my Son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, and shalt gnash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. That's quoted in Revelations 2 and 7. This other one about, thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. That's quoted in Acts 13. And the Apostle Paul applied that to Christ's resurrection. And when he raised it from the dead, he said, thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. I tell you, God, he fulfilled what he planned. It brought to pass what he prophesied would come. And so we're serving a God that is able to do all things. We need to fear and tremble before him. We need to submit ourselves to him. He goes on to say, be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, and be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. You know, God is, you can't trifle with God. You can't fool God. God knows. You can't be a hypocrite and get by with God. God knows you. He knows how you're living. He knows how you act. He knows your attitudes and your thoughts. We're just dealing with a God that's nothing hidden from him. We need to serve him with fear. Serve the Lord with fear. Why should we be afraid? Why should we have fear? Because he's so great. And you can't trifle with him. You've got to be serious with him. He's a God Almighty. He's the everlasting Father. He's the King of Kings. He's over all the world. He created the world. He breathed it forth. God can do anything. We need to fear and reverence. If you don't believe there's a God, you're just a fool. You're just a blind fool. Because it's so evident. All around us we see God manifested. Where else did all these things come from? God Almighty created them. Where did all the animals and the birds and all the wonderful things of nature, the trees and the grass and the flowers and all the elements and everything, the air we breathe and all of these things, where did man come from? God created him. God formed him with his hand out of the dust of the earth and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life.
and man became a living soul. You're here because God put you here. God caused you to be conceived in your mother's womb and brought you forth. God did that. You belong to Him. May the Lord help us. Serve the Lord with fear. Rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son. Embrace the Son. And He says here, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. We need to embrace Jesus Christ was the Son of God. He is the Son of God. He came down from heaven, begotten in the womb of Mary, and brought forth as the Son of the living God. And then when God raised Him from the dead after they killed Him and slew Him and hung Him on the tree and buried Him, God raised Him from the dead to be His Son forever and forever. Oh, we need to fear and reverence before Him. I don't have any doubt about it. I know that God Almighty is the true God and Jesus Christ is His Son. I believe that He's in heaven right at the right hand of God, right today interceding for all who seek Him. He's real to our hearts, praise the Lord. He's good to us. He answers prayer. He's a miracle-working God, and He's a God to be feared and to be worshipped. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry with thee, and ye perish from the way when His wrath is kindled but a little. The substance of this is, don't be foolish to not fear and reverence, but embrace the Son, lest a little bit of your rebellion will cause His anger to blaze. He did so much for you. He gave His life. Shed His blood. He gave everything for you. And now you fail to love Him. You fail to worship Him. You won't embrace Him. You won't follow Him. That causes His anger to blaze. His wrath is kindled but a little. A little bit of rebellion will cause His wrath to blaze towards you. We need to fear and tremble before God Almighty and before His Son. Because His Son is at the right hand of God. And one day He's committed the judgment of the world to the hand of His Son. Jesus is coming as the judge. He's going to have the last word to say about every one of us. We need to fear and tremble before God. Oh, may the Lord help us. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and ye perish from the way, when His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. I just love that psalm. I wouldn't say it's my favorite. They're all good. But I love that second psalm, because that's about Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and the Son of the living God. Now, let's see. There's Psalm 34, another scripture I want to notice. Oh, may the Lord help us. Let godly fear be a part of our life. Fear and tremble before God. Psalm 34 and 9 says, let's read verse 8. All's all good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. You know, if you will fear God, if you will reverence and respect and honor and worship and obey God, He will be good to you. He will be gracious. He will be helpful and faithful. He's a wonderful God. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. You ever hear that song? I wish I could find the words. I've kind of put some together, but I don't know. There's just something about, I heard it years ago. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints. Respect Him. Honor, worship Him. Bow down before Him. In humbleness and prayer, seek His face. Because He made you. He created you. He gave you your being. He gives you your life and your breath. You owe everything to Him. We need to love Him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. Because He's the one that gave you your life. You wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for Him. Love the Lord. Worship the Lord. Fear the Lord, ye His saints. For there is no want to them that fear Him.
He is the Almighty God. He is the gracious Heavenly Father. He's the creator of the ends of the earth. He gives you your life and your breath. He's a loving God. He's a good God. He's a wise God. He's a faithful God. And yet, He is a God of wrath and anger for those who reject Him and turn against Him. Oh, may the Lord help us. Over in the New Testament, we have a few places about the fear of God. In Hebrews, I believe it's the 12th chapter of Hebrews. Oh, may the Lord help us. Oh, I thank the Lord for His goodness to us. No, I believe it's well, help me, Lord. Where it says, where is that? I had it here. Hebrews. Well, it speaks about what? Well, no, that's not the one. Oh, where it says, I have to let it go, I guess. Maybe it'll come to me in a little bit. Praise the Lord, I'm getting old. My mind don't hold on to things like it used to. Hebrews 12. Well, this one is Hebrews 12 and 28 and 29. I'll get that one. Maybe that other one will come to me. The Lord, He said, the Lord will judge His people. And, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. This is Hebrews 12 and 28. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Listen to that. That is something. He's a God of love. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of graciousness and help. But He's also a God to be feared. He is a God. Our God is a consuming fire. He will consume those who refuse to serve Him. He's going to put judgment onto this world because of their pride and their vanity and their dismaying against Him. He's going to pour out His wrath upon this world. One of these days, dear ones, He's going to. And if we're not right with Him, if we haven't walked in the light of His Word and His truth and obeyed His Son, He's going to pour out His wrath upon us. I tell you, it's a fearful thing. It's to let us have grace whereby we may serve God with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Oh, I want to find that other. 10 and 30. Oh, that's it. Yes, yes, that's it. Thank you, thank you. It says here, for we know Him that has said. Let's read above that a little bit. 26th verse. If we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. You know, that's a fearful statement there. After you've received the knowledge of the truth and been saved, and you will sin willfully, you sin deliberately, you turn against God and do wrong willfully, then there's no more sacrifice for sin. That's a fearful thought, isn't it? But a certain fearful looking for a judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Oh, we don't want that to happen. Let's be careful. Let's not sin against God after we've known that there's a God. Let's hold on to Him. We don't have to turn against God. There have been people that have done it. I know. I've heard of them. I've never just really known people personally that did it, but I've known people that lost out and went away from God, and that's bad. But I've heard of people that turned against God. I heard about one man years ago that he was a minister among the saints of God, and his wife died. The Lord took his wife, and he turned against God, and he said, I won't serve a God that would take my wife away from me. He turned against God. That's a fool. That's awful. Why, that's no sense to that at all. We're all going to have to die. There's no use of getting offended at God, but that's what he did. He turned against God. We've heard of others that turned against God after they were once saved. That's sad. That's awful. But we don't want to do that. Let us not, if we sin willfully after we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for a judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. How much sore punishment, therefore, suppose you that he shall be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God and counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite to the Spirit of grace. How much more sore punishment shall he found worthy who does these things if under Moses' law they despised Moses' law, they died without mercy under two or three witnesses. And it says, verse 30, we know that he has said, we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will repay, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. Those are quotations, Deuteronomy 32 and 35 and 36. Oh, may the Lord help us today that we might be fear and reverence before God. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Oh, I tell you, that's something. It's a fearful thing. God is to be greatly feared and reverenced. We need to be careful how we speak of him. Not take his name in vain. Be reverent before him. Bow down before him. Speak humbly, meekly, earnestly, fervently to him in prayer. Because he is the God of all. And he is listening and he's discerning the thoughts and the intents of our hearts. There's nothing, we can't hide anything from him. Be careful what you say. You're going to have to answer for it. This God, he is a God to be feared. Philippians chapter 2 has another thought. May the Lord help us. We want to continue to walk in the fear of the Lord. 2 and 12 and 13. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work out, for it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Work out your salvation. Be diligent to obey the truth and the word of God. Be fervent. Be faithful to pray and put your trust and walk in the light. Dear ones, if we don't, we go sin against God, and God will be displeased and grieved and hit the judgment if we don't get straightened up. We'll be lost forever. It's awful to think about. Lord, help us today. Then work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. May the Lord help us. 1 Peter chapter 1 has something too. It says, verse 13, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fastening yourselves according to your former lusts and your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. God wants us to live a holy life. He wants us to be righteous and godly, humble, meek, Lord. He wants us to be modest and plain. You know, God's not pleased with all this superfluity and ornaments and artificial adorning that people put on. God's not pleased with that. I know people say, oh, it doesn't really matter. He's not looking at the outside. But yes, He is. He sees everything. He's not only that, but He sees why you want to put it on. He sees why you want to do that. He sees that pride and wanting you to put on superfluity and ornaments and adorning and make yourself look pretty. He sees that pride. I'll tell you, He's displeased with it. God wants His saints to be modest, meek, loving, kind, gracious, humble people. He wants us to be prayerful, yielding to Him. Oh, we're serving a God. Well, I'm glad He's that way, really. He wouldn't be a faithful God if He wasn't righteous and holy and pure and true. He wouldn't be a faithful God. Well, He wouldn't even be God. Because God, the real true God, is a faithful God. He's a true and loving, living God. And it says, if ye call on the Father, listen to this, if ye call on the Father, who without respect to persons, judgeth according to every man's work. If you call on the Father, in other words, you profess to be His child, and you're claiming to be calling on Him, then it says, who without respect of persons. Respect to persons means He don't look at how you look. He doesn't look. He's looking at what you are inside. He's looking at what you are in your heart. That's what God's looking at. He sees that pride. He sees that rebellion. He sees that bitterness. He sees that hatred. And He's displeased with that. It says, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Think about that. You're just a sojourner. You're just passing through. You're not going to be here always. You're going to die one of these days. May the Lord help us. Another scripture in Ecclesiastes, last two verses of Ecclesiastes. Lord, help us today. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. We're going to have to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. You realize that? You're not going to escape it. You'll be there. You'll be standing there before the great tribunal, the final judgment. Oh, may the Lord help us. Let's hear that conclusion. I'm sure that all these assertions and observations that He makes in this Ecclesiastes, it's quite a book. But then think about the man that, as far as we know, wrote the book, Solomon. He must have had the fear of God on him when he wrote this book. But what did he do later? He let his affections go out toward these women. He had 700 wives and 300 concubines. What did he want with all that kind of stuff? He's a lustful man. That's what he was. He didn't keep the fear of God. God started him out and he told him that, ask what I'll give you. And he had that vision, and the Lord asked him, what do you want me to give you? He says, God said, you give me the leadership of this great people, and I don't know how to, I just wish, give me wisdom and understanding. And the Lord said, I'm just pleased with that. He said, I'm going to give it to you that no one else has ever had, or before you or after you. And He said, I'm going to also give you wealth, and I'm going to give you the necks of your enemies.
But you know what he did? He let ungodly women lead him astray. That's what he did. He didn't stay with his hearing. He should have kept reverence before God. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, it doesn't pay. It doesn't pay to reject the fear of God. It'll bring you to a terrible end. There's a lot of people, they get bitterness and they turn against others. They turn against God. And they give up to go out and go after the world. Oh, it's awful. They're going to stand before God one of these days. Old Adolf Hitler is going to stand before God. All these men that's tried to rule the world, they're going to be there and stand before an almighty God and give an account of how they've lived and what all they've done and all the lives and people they've killed and all these awful things. That's been that people, they'll all be there. Charlemagne will be there. Old Stalin will be there. That's right. That first emperor, first ruler of Russia. Can't think of his name there now, but he'll be there. You'll all be there. Fear God and keep His commandments. That's the whole duty of man. That's my and yours responsibility. I can't make you do it. I can help you. I'll try to help you. But every man's got to face it for himself. You'll have to answer. Isn't there a scripture that says, every one of us shall give an account of who? Himself to God. We'll have to give an account. Lord, help us today. I pray God to help us. I believe that's all scripture. I just, somehow the Lord just inspired me, and it didn't seem like no one else had moved out, so that's what I usually do is try to let everybody else have a chance, but I felt inspired to talk about that tonight. And I pray the Lord will help us all to fear God, keep His commandments, reverence Him, worship Him, serve Him, obey Him, love Him, and be faithful to Him. Amen.